birds in the backyard singing. Little kids hanging from the tree limbs swinging. There's Big Daddy, he's about to have a fit, trying to get that charcoal lit. Everybody's laughing and falling to the knees, getting kind of hungry, calling out, please, just give me some peace. Barbecue.
Well, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You're listening to episode 113. Today I sit down with Eric Vanier of Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley. We talk a little bit about food, his history of his time in the kitchen, what motivated him to pick up the pots and pans and fire up the barbecue. He, again, Big Daddy E's Barbecue is in Chino Valley, one of our favorite places to record, to eat, and to hang out. They've suffered a little bit of a setback recently. A couple weeks back, there was a small fire at the restaurant. Nobody hurt, not a whole lot of damage, but they got to do some repairs and get some things back up to code, so they'll be closed up through the next several weeks or so. So listen as Eric explains what's going on with that, what happened, and what he's got going in the meantime. They are still open for their catering and their large bulk orders. So check them out at Big Daddy E's Barbecue on Facebook, BigDaddyE's.com. Also, there's some links there. He would prefer you going through the Facebook page. That's his most active way of communicating online. So Big Daddy E's Barbecue and Catering on Facebook, just give it a little search. We recorded today at Far From Folsom out in the yard in the patio there on Prescott's Whiskey Row. Check them out as well. A great spot for some food and beverage and music. We are listening to some music there. Mark O'Donnelly, Leslie Earl Lyman, and a few others were playing while we were recording. So sit back, enjoy that. Keep in mind, today's episode is brought to you by Amazon. Get some online shopping done by clicking the Amazon link at milehighshow.com. You'll be directed to your regular Amazon or Amazon Prime login as usual. No additional costs, nothing extra to do, but the Mile High Show gets a little kickback if you do that. So use that Amazon button at milehighshow.com and shop away. Bookmark that on your browser. Use that as your link, and it's a great way for you to support the Mile High Show by shopping around as you normally do anyway. Also, try Audible. You get a free audiobook and a download, a free 30-day free trial by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on your computer, iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, your phone, whatever. Audible.com, you click, you shop away, use the code MILEHIGH at checkout, and you can get a free download, a free 30-day trial. And let's see, what do they got going on there good? How about this? A free book, Barbecue, the History of an American Institution. It traces barbecue from using hundreds of sources, the evolution of barbecue from its origins among Native Americans to the present status as an icon of American culture. Barbecue, the History of an American Institution, written by Robert F. Moss, narrated by David Holloway. You can get that free by clicking the Audible link at milehighshow.com and using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Now, one of the great things about this Audible offer is it's completely free. You get a 30-day free trial and a free audio download. And if you don't like it, if you're not happy with it, or you just plain want to stop, you can cancel at any time. No charge at all, completely free. Now, if you do continue to use the Audible service, which I'm sure you will, if you're unhappy with any of your purchases, you can return them and exchange them for free, no questions asked. Some great audio downloads there, books, radio shows, magazine articles, lectures, all kinds of stuff, including Robert F. Moss's Barbecue, The History of an American Institution. So check that out. Don't forget also on our main page, milehighshow.com, click that main image, the microphone image, right there in the middle of the page, and it takes you over to our iTunes page. Give us a click that, go over to our iTunes account, give us a rating, a review. It helps boost our visibility and is a way for you to support the show. Encourage others to listen, all for completely free. So check that out and listen away to Eric Vanier of Big Daddy E's Barbecue, recorded at Far From Folsom.
Just a little more peace, love, barbecue. Peace, love, and barbecue. Oh, yeah. Peace, love, and barbecue.
This is exactly like it was when we were on the radio. Couldn't get him to say a word. As soon as we walk out, he wouldn't shut up.
Am I supposed to start talking now?
Yeah, that. When I hand you the microphone, that's a good time for you to start talking. Man.
Okay, you want to talk a little bit about Big Daddy's
Fire? There you go.
Fire.
I just needed to make sure it was working.
A couple Fridays ago, we had a fire, and unfortunately, we're closed for a little bit. And we're honoring all catering requests, and we're still doing caterings and bulk order pickup. We've really tried hard. We're trying hard to get back to open. Unfortunately, we have insurance people, engineers, and all that involved. So when that gets back up, we'd really like to be open by the middle of December. And we'll be open bigger, better than ever. Me and my wife are gonna put this thing on, and it's gonna be better than it's ever been. And
so it's official, wife now.
Yeah.
When did that happen? I didn't know that. I heard you say it a minute ago.
Well,
I didn't know if you were...
last night, I think at 12:01. She said, "Oh, honey, I love you."
Oh, God. Did you guys really get married?
Yeah.
Or no? No? Yeah? No?
Yeah.
I can't. You gotta answer, because I can't believe a word he says. Man. You had it in your mouth, all the way down into your throat, and now you won't even talk into it.
How are you supposed to just go like, yes?
All right, Eric. So when was it? A couple weeks ago on a Friday?
Yeah, it was a Friday night. Obviously,
your busiest night of the week, usually, right?
Obviously, during dinner. And we had the lights go out, and then a scream was heard, and the breaker broke, and the place got fired.
So it was electrical issues,
yeah,
what it was?
Electrical issues. The biggest part is we're going to have to probably bring it back to code. The building was built in 1981. So we have a little issues there, and I have to big a big shout out to Farm Bureau Insurance, who's really taking good care of me. And
you use a local agent?
Yes.
Who
John
do you
Pope.
Use? Pope. Where's he out of?
He
Prescott.
At the roundabout across from the other barbecue place. So
oh, in Chino?
Yeah, he's actually in Prescott. It's Prescott when it turns there, but like I said, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, that barbecue place.
It's really heartbreaking for us. We just love our customers. We want to serve you guys. And like I said, we still do all the catering things. Will still be coming out of our mobile food unit, which is a semi-truck with a kitchen in it. And other than that, just keep you posted on Facebook, hopefully local papers, and like Matt Santos will keep you.
Nobody listens to me.
No. They all love you, man. So, anyways, if you keep in touch, we're going to open up, and it's going to be bigger, better than ever, and we're working on some new plans, and hopefully everything will be better and bigger, and we'll have a good time. And remember, it's a BYOB establishment, so just come and have a couple beers, and we'll relax.
Now, this was like a perfect timing, right when you were stopping the music outside, you just closed down.
It's not really a perfect timing, because my wallet opened up.
It was getting a little chilly out, maybe.
No, it's really a tragedy for me and my wife, and it just really hurts us because of our customers.
And for the whole community. I mean, you go in there. We record there.
Both of them?
Pretty, we record there pretty regular, and then I go in there quite a bit. And lunchtime, standing room only, patio in the summertime and spring is packed out. It was great being out there on the Friday nights and listening to some music, having some good food. It is a shame. Excuse me. It's a shame that it got that you got to take this little breather. But again, it gives folks something to look forward to. Are you going to be doing any kind of expansion?
No.
Or is that there's no structural issues? It was just the internal.
There's not a lot of structural issues. There's one beam that got burnt, but as far as being bigger or anything, we're not gonna do that. But we just want to promote our. You know, next year we'll be big live. We'll have more stuff on
nice.
The patio and.
Well, good.
The basic thing is just we just want to get back to serve our customers, and you know, and that's the thing that we want. And the heartbreak is just we can't do that right now. And you know, the phone calls, they're forwarded to our phone, and I'm answering them all day long. Actually, Kaylee, my wife, answers a lot more than phone calls than I do because I'm not real good on it. But if you do have requests for like caterings or whatever, by all means, please give us a call.
What's the number? What number do you want them to reach you at?
You can still call the restaurant, 515-2344, and that will go directly to my cell phone. So if I answer it, depending on my mood.
Which is usually pretty surly.
We'll fulfill any, you know, like Christmas party requests or any of that. We're still doing that. And
and then the Big Daddy E's Facebook page is pretty active. And then the website, Big Daddy E's.
No, that don't work.
You got the phone number and stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and a menu.
The website is no good.
Well, but it's a good place just for people to get the info.
Yeah.
I'll put a link up
Greek
it.
Greek writing.
I'll put a link.
That's what it is.
Oh, it's not.
You know,
you haven't been on there in a long time.
Heck it ain't.
Give us a little. Give it. Now, I've talked to you. Like I said, I had you on radio ways back, and I was out there when I was working for the paper when you first opened, and we did a little write up and stuff on you. But give us a little background on when did you guys open up there? On and I always forget. Is it Butterfield or Palomino?
We're actually
behind the Chase Bank.
We're actually at 380 Butterfield Road, and we've been open for, this will be our fourth year, and now we're taking a little break, so you probably only give me 3.5 credit. But
you're still working the catering and on-site stuff. Now, my buddy, the other Matt, my buddy Matt Hinshaw, you did a party for them 2 weeks ago, like the weekend before for the Bergamini Group, the realtors. He said everybody over there loved it, so the quality hasn't shifted, even though your attitude has.
The quality will never, ever, ever change.
Now, where does that quality come from? Give us a little bit of your history, your cooking history, because again, your other history we really can't talk about in a family setting. So your cooking history.
My cooking history actually comes from my dad sending me back to Detroit, Michigan when I was a kid to my grandmother. She owned a restaurant in Detroit.
What kind of restaurant?
It was just a diner type atmosphere. I used to peel potatoes, make potato salad, and that's the same recipe we use now. Other than that,
how old were you at this point when you went? This is your grandmother's restaurant?
Yeah, I was 73.
Were 73, or it was in 73?
No, I was actually about 10 years old, and I would sit on a bucket and peel potatoes and make potato salad. And I thought it was pretty cool. And from there, I went and just kind of cooked a little bit in high school. Then I joined the Navy, cooked on a submarine for a while, and after that, I graduated from Johnson & Wales. And this is going to be really hard to believe. I was number 2 in my class.
Now, what is Johnson & Wales? What is that?
It's the best culinary school in the world. It's based in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, that's Teddy Leonard territory.
Yeah,
He's a good friend. Do you know Teddy?
No.
Prescott Pro Sound, he does all the big, huge... sound stuff, but he's
bigger, huge.
Yeah, that hat. Teddy does all the like whenever they have the big festivals out on the square or the county fair and all that. Yeah, no, he's this really solid guy. He's been on the show before. I work pretty tight with Ted, and he loves barbecue. He's been out there. He's had your food. So,
and that's kind of how
he's a Rhode Island boy.
You know, we take a lot of pride.
Now, what's it take to be number two? What'd you say, number two? In your class, what's it take to be number 2 at the Johnson & Wales
University?
What's it take to be number 2?
You got to learn to cheat very well.
Cheat?
No, it's just pure dedication and you know love of the craft, and that's the biggest thing now is the craft isn't loved as much as it was. I mean, we cook everything at the restaurant on wood. It's all homemade. The only thing we don't make that's homemade is French fries. And, you know, it's just the love of the craft and love of what we do. And that's the hardest part.
And it really is. We got certain restaurants out here in a really artistic community throughout Prescott and Chino for, like, the visual arts and things. So people have kind of an appreciation for the arts here that you wouldn't in other parts of the state or other parts of the country. Where I grew up in San Francisco Bay Area, there were the higher-end restaurants and stuff, but when people thought food, they just thought food, sustenance, unless you were going to go into a higher-end restaurant. And what people appreciate here, at least what I see, is the art form of cooking, and not just in... I have a really bad way of saying things that I mean to be compliments, and they're not always... So this is a compliment. This is a, take it... I mean it as a compliment. It's not just viewed as an art form in the kitchen at the really high-end hoity-toity places. Your place is very comfortable. It's very welcoming. You walk in, you feel like you're hanging out at somebody's kitchen in their living room. But it's a high-end art form that you get there. And I think people have grown to appreciate that.
I just want people to really think that when they come to Big Daddy E's, they come to me and Kaylee's restaurant. Or our house, not restaurant.
Yeah.
We come to our house, and that's
because you've never been house. Invited to the house, so I have to go to the restaurant. You've But no, and that's it, the feeling when we've gone there to record, or when I've been there with my family or friends, and we're out in the patio eating or inside eating. You walk around, Eric. You walk around. You come over, make sure everything's going okay. You know, if we're not, and again. I mean that it's just a compliment. If we're not insulted, it's almost like, ooh, what's wrong? Why isn't there? What's wrong with Eric today? And I mean that in a, it's a good spirited give and take. Yeah, exactly.
And it,
yeah.
And you know what? And that's the thing. The hoity-toity thing, I've done that. I've fed presidents of the United States, and I've fed Billy John and Elton Joel and a lot of rock stars and stuff. And, I mean, but what we have at our place.
Did you hear me? Who'd you feed?
The presidents.
Billy
Joel and Elton John. You,
that's not what's... Elton Joel.
Well, okay.
This episode of the Mile High Show brought to you by Coors Light and Fireball.
We'll try it one more time, man.
I thought you did it on purpose until I looked at his eyes and he didn't. The bad part is, I knew exactly what you meant. So what? But you were executive chef for a lot of different places,
yeah.
Right? What,
I've owned a couple of places, and I've been executive chef for a lot of places. McDonald's, Burger King, In-N-Out Burger, Taco Bell.
The best thing is that fry thing where they pull down this and it makes them fries.
No, seriously. I've been really blessed with where I've worked at and who I've worked with.
Now you spent some time at. What, you were at the college, San Diego State, was it?
Yeah,
or?
San Diego State. I was executive chef for 10 years. I worked for Rick Bayless for a little bit of time. And I mean, I've really been blessed to have worked for through my whole life.
Now, where were you serving up the celebrities, the musicians and stuff?
Mostly, it used to be Cox Arena. I think it's called Viejas Arena now at San Diego State. And
a filthy, filthy person over there.
Jeez.
Man,
now I feed like this really fine, beautiful celebrity. Her name is Kaylee.
With a filthy, filthy mouth, man. I'm trying. You know what? We're trying to have a little family conversation here, talking about a family restaurant, and you just drag it right into the gutter. My goodness.
So anyways, that's what I do.
So it was through like when they were performing at the college,
yeah,
and at the arena.
When I was in the Navy, I got to feed President First Bush. And, I mean, I've had a really blessed career. And...
Ay, ay, ay. Cut her off, man. Cut her off, man. And now, see, talk about name dropping. You know, name dropping the presidents and Billy Joel. You know, when you're in Chino, you name drop. I know Nate over at Circle K. That's how I drop Nate. And bad enough, I know Eric at Big Daddy's. That's when you're dropping Nate.
That's bad. If you know Eric at Big Daddy's, you know somebody.
So what were keep it on a positive note of the celebrities and the big names and the well-known folks, who were some of the ones you enjoyed serving, that you enjoyed taking care of?
Stars.
brought to you by Fireball and Coors Light.
No, I mean, just like celebrities that I've fed or people that I've done food for. It's mostly like people that were my heroes in high school, Paige and Plant, obviously Billy Joel and Elton John. And, you know, just like people that I enjoyed so much through high school, and, you know, to be able to feed them, Bonnie Raitt, it's just really kind of cool.
Nice. Who were the nightmares, or did you have any?
Let me think. Brian Setzer.
Really?
Stray Cats. He was the biggest ever.
Really? Why?
Just,
why?
It was real. It just, you know, when you meet
demanding
kind of people,
or what?
Yeah, very demanding and just kind of.
And you figure you mentioned some names that are absolutely huge. And while he's a good he's a great musician and he's toured the world, he's not what you would consider, you know, huge rock star.
Yeah. You well, think?
Wow.
He was. Everybody, and then they all have their own temperament. I mean,
yeah.
I have mine, and I.
Kind oh of yeah, you
do.
My
own thing. We done?
No, we're not done. We just started. I didn't even push record yet.
Can I pee?
You just did.
I had to pee a lot.
We're gonna, you get up that age, huh?
I had to take the drop in acid.
Well, it's an old story from when I was her age. What do you think? I was dropping acid at 12?
No, nowadays.
Nowadays. How old are you? How old are you, Eric?
Hello, Walls.
How old are you?
I am
57.
Oh, yeah, I'm 57.
57? Okay. Got a couple years on me. Not too many. Not too many. All right. Yeah, he needs more nourishment, vitamin B.
I'm thinking it's an Uber night.
I got my van. I'll give you a ride back.
Oh, we ain't leaving that early.
Yeah.
Staying out like I am. It's on for me.
So what, for folks who haven't, the three or four folks in the area that haven't been to Big Daddy's, when they walk in, what would you suggest they try first? What's on the menu to start?
One of our biggest things is a sampler platter, which has ribs, tri-tip pork. You can kind of change it around. And then we also have two sides with that. Obviously.
But you think the sampler to kind of get a little feel for what's out there?
Yep. And one of the things we do a lot of is, I mean, obviously Arizona is a very, you know, a lot of people moved to Arizona from California. So we do really well on our tri-tip. We serve a lot of different sauces and stuff, but
now
tri-tip
the
seems to kind of a big thing. That's one of our number one sellers. We go
now the sauces. What do you got in the sauce? Because you got the little carrier,
yeah,
with like four, five, six different ones. What run through?
We actually do. Hopefully, I can remember this, but we do a Dr. Pepper sauce, Ghost Pepper sauce, Arizona Gold, Honey Habanero, House. And we kind of change the sauces up month to month and stuff.
I can never remember. They're all good, but there's three or four that I really like, and I can never remember which they are. So what I always, and that's what I really like, instead of, you know, you go to some places where everything's got the sauce already on it. Yours isn't, and I do little drops in the plate, and I kind of sample them as I go. For me, that's the way to go.
We offer all of our meat smoked natural. We do pulled pork sauce, previously sauce, which is in our house sauce, which is a sweet sauce. But everything else is, we can serve natural, and you can put all those sauces on and enjoy those. And, you know, they go from mild to kind of like the ghost pepper is very spicy. Honey habanero is a nice sweet and spicy to
I like that one a lot, that honey habanero
base sauce. So kind of do them all.
Without giving away your secrets, what are some tricks that make good barbecue? What's the key? What are some keys?
Trick for good barbecue is love. And getting there early in the morning and not trying to take shortcuts. I mean, so many places take shortcuts, and that's what we do not take shortcuts.
What time do you typically start in the morning?
4:30.
Every morning.
Yep.
So you roll into the house about 3:45, change your clothes, and then go to the restaurant.
Yep,
is that
exactly.
What?
Three fireballs, 17 whiskeys. I mean, I come in a lot of times and I burn my forehead on the smoker because I can't balance myself.
No, but
anyways,
you're in there before
very
sunrise.
Early, and we've kind of got a system how we do everything. Some of the meats get smoked overnight. All the smokers we use, I've actually made myself. So that's kind of a unique situation.
Nice, nice. Now, what give
except
me
for this smoking hot girl, her parents made.
So give me the rundown of the different regional barbecues. You know,
and you're going to ask me this, but I don't do that.
I mean, what?
I don't do any regional barbecues. I do everything eclectic, and we do things.
No, yours is very unique. But just educate me.
Well, there's probably a Kansas City.
Like, what's the Kansas City? What's the Kansas
it's a
City
sweet
like?
Sauce, very thick. And there's Carolina vinegar. As a chef for 30 years now, I no longer pay attention to all that. I'm in my own game.
Really unique.
And then Les Lyman walks in, and it's kind of like Keith Richards. But anyways, I just really never paid attention. In all honesty, I didn't ever study that. I just kind of did my own thing, and I've always just done my own thing, and I've never paid attention to what anybody else was doing because I got to do what I got to do to make me.
What's the cook like to eat? What's your favorite thing to have at your place? Taco Bell? What? This guy, man.
No, I mean, I enjoy it all. I mean, obviously, after you eat it for 4 years and so much, but I mean, I really enjoy everything we do. I mean, it's just the you know, sometimes you don't eat that food for a long time and you'll take a bite and you're like, this is really, really good, you know? And then we now do hamburgers, which I'm a big fan of. We do all ground chuck hamburgers. And kind of, I like everything, you know? It's just a very eclectic. Kind of do my own thing.
You're going to go out. You're not going to step foot in the kitchen. You're not going to cook. What do you order off a menu? What's your thing?
Roller dogs from Circle K.
I like the Polish
that
at Costco.
Is no kidding.
I like the Polish at Costco. No, what is the chef like?
In all seriousness, I love peasant food. My peasant food.
The root food.
Right, seriously, roller dogs. Circle K hot dog, Sam's Club Polish. That's me.
Ah.
And then actually, Kelly makes the best. My wife makes the best enchiladas ever. So
again, I'll have to take your word for it. Because
and this morning I've ate them for
dinner last night, and then this morning you made me eat one up.
Fried egg on the. I got to repeat it because you're not man enough to handle the mic.
No,
what do you?
I don't want
All right, no. Let's wrap it up. So you're gonna be down for another maybe 6 or so weeks.
Yep.
Target mid December.
We really hope to be open by December 15th.
But you're still honoring. Are you taking new catering jobs in the interim?
New catering jobs.
And we want to be up and running again on your spot Tuesday through Friday. Correct.
Yep.
Now, you got your catering on the weekends, and then in the wintertime, your Mondays are booked, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, I go skiing every Monday.
And then in the spring and summer, it's underwater.
Yep.
What's your big hobby? Skiing and what else?
Yeah, skiing and scuba diving. I mean, Kaylee and my wife, we're leaving for Roatan in 2 weeks.
All righty. Plug away, your buddy's restaurant in Roatan.
It's the Blue Marlin.
The Blue Marlin?
Yep.
In Rota. I'll look it up and see if we can throw a link on there.
Yep.
That way we'll maybe hit him up for a sponsorship. Because all the sponsorships around here dried up with the fire. All right, Eric. Hey, thanks.
Yep,
look forward to being in your spot soon. Well, that's the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, Big Daddy E's will be closed to walk-in customers for the next several weeks into December. But you can still use them for catering of your large parties, bulk orders, all that good stuff. Check out Big Daddy E's Barbecue and Catering on Facebook. That's the best way to reach them. And please use the Audible link. Use the code MILEHIGH at checkout for your free audio download and a free 30-day trial where you can choose from over 180,000 audio titles. And when you're doing your online shopping, MileHighShow.com, click that Amazon link and bookmark it, save it to your desktop, save it to your toolbar. I mean, we get a little kickback. It's a great way for you to support the show, and thanks for listening.
You can give me pig meat. I mean, you can give me pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. When I die, you need to bury me at all. Hang me up against the pygmy's wall. And you can give me pig meat. You can give me pig meat. I mean, you can give me pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. Now when I die, it will be seen that little love of a pig meat machine, 'cause I love pig meat. I love pig meat. I mean, I love pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. I mean, I love that pig meat. Don't bring me no old hog. You can toot your whistle, you can blow your horn, but when you come to pig meat, I got you some right on, 'cause I love pig meat. Oh, I love pig meat. I mean, I love pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. You can straighten your hair while your dress is up, but use old hog. I know you by your walk. You can give me pig meat. Give me pig meat. I mean, give me pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. Yes, sir.